American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field-to-table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Prof.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
All right, so look, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
This is breaking news.
It is.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is out there
saying
that now Democrats are ready to clear the way to quickly pass a government funding bill that includes health care affordability.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Well, first of all, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. We'll get to that.
It's a lie, but it's also a trap.
So he says now, and I want to hear why you think it's a trap, but he says now that Leader Thune, Senate Leader Thune, just needs to add a clean one-year extension of the ACA, Affordable Care Act, tax credits to the continuing resolution so that we can immediately address rising health care costs.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, none of that is true.
No.
None of that is true. This is...
It won't lower health care costs.
Not a chance.
It didn't before. It's not now.
No, these credits, let's just be very clear. These tax credits, these Affordable Care Act tax credits...
Which, by the way, isn't affordable and reduced care.
But it doesn't lower health care costs. What it does is it hides them because these credits are subsidies. Government payments to insurers... funded by you, the taxpayer, to make it look like premiums under the Affordable Care Act are stable. But the underlying cost of health care, the actual price of care, the administrative overhead, the inefficiencies, the inflated drug prices, they are going to keep climbing.
And by the way, this is just payments to drug companies. It's not really payments to people. It doesn't really lower.
Right. These are subsidies.
We are going to give rich and powerful insurance companies more of your government money.
And the reason that he wants to do that, Chuck Schumer wants to continue these or extend these tax credits, is because if they ever stop the tax credits going to all of those companies that you were just, or different
insurance
entities
companies.
that are part of the whole, our medical care system, the illusion would shatter. Americans would wake up to the fact that Obamacare didn't fix health care. It federalized it, it bureaucratized it, but it made it less affordable than ever.
Right. We doubled the cost of health care and we doubled the cost of health care insurance with the Affordable Care Act. Now, how is doubling the cost of something making it more affordable? It's not. So the thing was a gaslighting exercise from the beginning. It's been a gaslighting exercise ever since, with the media telling you how popular this is. Obamacare has never been popular, and it's never been effective. And this is just one more example. Look, if Obamacare really did make a health care affordable, then why do we need subsidies now to make it affordable? We've already made it affordable.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Why do we need to continue making it affordable?
Now, see, I think the trap is if Republicans, I mean, basically, Democrats are so good at forcing Republicans into a corner.
Yes.
Because and mainly the reason I say they're so good, I don't think they would be nearly as effective of putting Republicans in a corner without the media.
The media makes
completely
it completely
complicit.
The media makes it possible.
This
shutdown, the media should have, if the media was fair, they should have been reporting every single day. The Democrats have voted 14 times to keep the government closed.
Right.
But the media is not fair. The media is not unbiased. The media is basically the spokesperson for the Democrat Party. And that's why they're not going to ever tell you the truth about what the Democrats have done.
All right, so the corner that the Republicans are getting put in with this Chuck Schumer proposal is that if Republicans now refuse to include the Affordable Care Act tax credit extension with the clean continuing resolution that Speaker Johnson has put out there, Democrats are going to go on TV and say, you know what? Republicans are blocking affordable health care.
By the way, notice the gaslighting that's also in this. Chuck Schumer referred to adding those benefits onto the clean continuing resolution as a clean addition of the subsidies. So adding extra spending is somehow clean now. Notice the gaslighting you did there. That's not why I think this is a trap. I don't think that he's offering this up right now to trap Republicans now. I think Chuck Schumer offered this up today to trap Republicans next year. Next year is 2026, the midterm elections, right? Chuck Schumer wants the Democrats to retake control of the Senate and Democrats to retake control of the House. If he does that, they'll get to impeach Donald Trump again, and that'll be fun for all of them. The whole point is that and we'll talk a little bit more about this in Digging Deep later on, the lesson that Democrats learned from this week's elections was that if you talk about affordability and you talk about health care, you could win an election as long as it looks like you're fighting Donald Trump on those things. So notice what Chuck Schumer has said. Put a one-year extension on these health credits. Okay, well, what happens in 1 year? You've got the election. So for the entire campaign season, the Democrats would get to hammer Republicans again on Republicans are trying to raise your health care costs. Every single day, every single ad, every single district in the entire United States of America, that will be what Democrats run on. Republicans are trying to raise your health care costs. If Republicans pass this one-year extension, it puts them in a trap for next fall where they will be screwed when it comes to the election. Because again, the media will lie about it. Because these subsidies, by the way, were not actually included in the Obamacare in the beginning. These were added after COVID. These were added after COVID. And so this isn't really part of the Affordable Care Act in the first place, but the Democrats have attached it to it. They will gaslight you on it. The media will help them you on it. This is a trap for next fall.
But if Republicans cave, the Democrats will go on to say, look, we saved America again.
Saved America. Yeah, yes, that part, it's a nice little double trap.
I mean, it's a win-win for Democrats. It's manipulation of the highest order.
Look, give it to Chuck Schumer. It is maniacal because you can get the Republicans in a trap right now because you know the media is going to lie about it. So the media is going to say, well, Republicans are fighting to keep your health care costs up.
Okay.
And if the Republicans bite and they take it, well, then you're screwed next fall. And the Democrats are more likely to retake control of the House because they will lie in every campaign.
But a thinking American citizen.
Is already voting Republican.
Probably so.
I mean,
but my point here is if Chuck Schumer really cared about health care costs, he'd be pushing for competition and transparency and innovation.
That's right.
He would be demanding that hospitals post their prices.
Yes.
He'd be reforming malpractice laws. He'd be opening insurance across state lines. He'd be reducing the regulatory bloat that adds thousands of dollars to every medical bill. But he's not interested in any of that.
He would insist that insurance only cover catastrophic care. If we only had insurance doing what only insurance is supposed to do, cover big time emergencies, and everybody else has to pay for everything else on their own, that would lower the cost of healthcare tonight.
Well, all I know is when a politician tells you he's doing something for your own good, it's time to check your wallet and your freedom.
I've got other comments. We're going to let him go. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, nearly 1,000 flights across the country today were canceled as the FAA's mandatory reductions take place. The FAA ordered 40 of the nation's busiest airports to reduce their daily flights by 10%. This comes as air traffic controllers now going a full month without pay, and many are not coming into work. All this is because Democrats in the Senate have refused to allow the U.S. government to remain open, denying pay to government workers and military personnel, and cutting off funds to SNAP benefit programs. It's unknown how much of a financial impact this will have on U.S. airlines or how much this will increase delays at our nation's airports.
You know, I don't know. How much do you think Chuck Schumer coming to the table with this proposal over extending the Obamacare tax credits has to do with the fact that the FAA has cut back?
No.
You don't think it has anything to do
this
with
this is 100% about his political leverage. That's all this is. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the former Soviet Socialist Republic of Kazakhstan has joined the Abraham Accords. President Trump announced the deal earlier today on Truth Social. During his first term, several countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco, formalized relationships with Israel and exchanged ambassadors for the first time. This deal with Kazakhstan is the first expansion of the Abraham Accords since the end of President Trump's first term in office. But it's likely not the last. The president is meeting with the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, on November 18th in Washington, D.C.
Trump is truly the peace president. He's brokered historic deals. He's avoided new wars.
Yeah. And yet he's not going to get credit for it. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik announced today she's running for governor of New York State. Just days after Republicans got trounced in nationwide elections, including the mayor's race in New York City, Stefanik announced she was challenging current governor Kathy Hochul, who's running for re-election. Stefanik called Hochul the worst governor in America, saying she helped make New York the least affordable state in the country. Stefanik has represented New York's 21st congressional district since 2014 and rose to be part of the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives.
And she is all in on Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani.
And look,
she's not going to run. She can't run away from him.
No, you're talking about Hochul being.
Kathy Hochul. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, Hochul's tied to Mamdani now. And Stefanik is a very, very smart person. We'll see how this race goes. But she's right about one thing. Hochul's an awful, awful governor. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR. And use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're at the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
But you know, when we're talking about Zohran Mamdani, I know there's a lot of folks with a lot of different opinions about why he won and who voted for him. And, you know, a lot of very wealthy New Yorkers, a lot of folks that, you know, for all intents and purposes, the elites voted for him.
Certainly the upper middle class.
And certainly and a lot of younger folks, young people, especially young women.
Well, and immigrants. Immigrants into New York voted for Mamdani in large numbers.
But, you know, I think what he tapped into was he tapped into quality of life issues.
That's what he was, that's what he was running on. I mean, that's why the allure of socialism is working with our younger generations, is because they're buying into this idea that somehow socialism is going to lower the cost of living.
But they're so jaded and disenchanted
with
what arguably they were sold in terms of the American dream, right? The white picket fence, the 2.5, you know, children. I mean, housing is just really unaffordable.
Yeah, just a house. I mean, a house is expensive, and it is difficult for this generation to get started, to get that first home loan, and to get that first home.
And then the left really has attacked the American dream in a way that I think is historic in terms of saying the American dream is dead. So I think Mamdani in New York City won because I think he convinced people that they, you know, or people were already predisposed to believe that they couldn't fix their own lives.
Well, part of why
they needed government.
He won in part of that. He won because he had exceptional organizational. He had 100,000 volunteers in New York City.
I mean, reportedly.
I mean, he had a lot of people. Maybe it wasn't 100,000, but he had a lot of people working for him. He was also benefited by his main opponent was a guy who killed your grandmother and groped coworkers. Andrew Cuomo was kicked out of the governor's office. Surprisingly, he wasn't kicked out of the governor's office because he killed your grandmother with COVID, forcing her into a COVID-infested nursing home. He was kicked out because there are some people that had worked for him that said that he said inappropriate things and groped him at the height of the Me Too movement. He was a disgraced governor. Name another disgraced governor that was then able to be elected to the largest city in the state that they got kicked out of being a governor for. I can't think of it to any time in American history. So in that regard, Mamdani got really lucky in that he was running against maybe the worst candidate for mayor in the history of New York. Yeah? We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, MTV is calling it quits in other countries. Do you think the same will happen in the United States?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I'm gonna
do. The rerun, The Big Bang Theory rerun, Ridiculousness. Oh, we get a new show. Ridiculousness rerun. And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. Just as a child of the 80s, I want my MTV. I used to have MTV just kind of on the background all day long. I'd be doing my homework and, you know, there would be The Police. There would be Aha. There would be Michael just playing in the background. And music television, it really, I think it defined all of Gen X.
100%.
MTV.
Yes.
And then Road Rules comes around and, you know, the Real World and the Road Rules, Real World crossover. And then all of a sudden there is no more music on music television.
Exactly.
To this question, there have been MTV stations in Europe that are being pulled off the air.
Yeah.
They're just, they're closing up shop. Yeah. And is that going to happen here in the U.S.?
I don't know. You know, do you remember when it debuted? We as a family our cousins, we were going to Six Flags. We lived in Shreveport. We were going to Six Flags in Texas, Arlington. And when we got to our hotel, that was the day that it debuted. We were glued to the TV that we didn't even want to go to Six Flags because we just wanted to watch one video after another. It was the greatest thing ever. I think that was the beginning of Reels. I think that's the beginning.
Ah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you started seeing these short stories with
you
music.
Did. Because one of the things that came on after MTV was Comedy Central. Comedy Central launched after MTV when Comedy Central was started off as 24 hours was comedy clips. So there was Jerry Seinfeld doing a little clip. There was Gilbert Gottfried in a club. There's Robin Williams in a club. There's Johnny Danger. Oh my gosh.
Knox.
No, no respect. No respect.
Oh, Dangerfield.
Dangerfield. Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield. All of these clips of comedy, and that was just like, again, like reels. Like you'll see that on your Facebook feed. Yeah. That was Comedy Central at the beginning.
Exactly.
Well, think about this. This is what made it so special. The 80s, so extra special when it came to music. We were so invested in the singers, their band. We knew what they looked like.
Yeah.
We knew their origin story.
Yeah.
We knew the band members, where they were from, how they came together. They were on American Bandstand along with MTV. When I hear one of those 80s songs, I instantly go to the video, like Cyndi Lauper's, you know, Girls Just Wanna Have.
Yeah.
You literally felt invested.
I see the whole video. Yeah.
You're so invested. And nowadays, I don't know. I'll see a name come up I've never heard. I may, the songs that are most familiar to me are the ones that trend on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then other ones, I don't know. Like if you told me, I think somebody was talking recently about Roja Doja or Doja Cat or whatever. I don't know what she looks like. Either. And there's something missing with that. I think it was better when we felt invested in our, you know, artists.
One of the biggest artists that actually just came up out of nowhere was Oliver Anthony.
Yes, yeah.
And if you'll remember, the way he rose was from a video.
Yes.
And it was a very simple video, just him and his dogs and a microphone and a guitar out in the middle of the woods on his property singing a song from the heart.
Right.
It had no more production value than the first music videos on MTV. It actually had a lot less production value than some of that, but it was still powerful.
The reason it was so valuable, because what his message was resonated with all of us.
That's right.
If you watch, and I love watching these reels where they have somebody that they watch it for the first time. They call it something.
Oh yeah, where the guys you're seeing a split screen.
Yes, and it's like their first glimpse at it. I can't think of what it's called, but anyway, you see people from all walks of life. The very first time they hear this, they go, "Oh my God! Like he just said that. Like he said what I think."
Yeah.
And if they did, I don't know what happened to him. Why he didn't? Because there was a lot of these big wigs that wanted to put him on their label and the record label, and he didn't do it. But when you have that, that's kind of like the 80s. Those songs resonated with us. You know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Right.
They had, you know, I know this one's, what was the one with, it was the Michael J. Fox movies, you know, and Huey Lewis, like all of those. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you thought you were going to marry Huey Lewis. And
yeah, I was in love.
And Peter Cetera and Amy Grant and all those people, you just knew who they were.
I got to meet Huey once. I should have known that.
I think
that
you did too. She was a flight attendant.
But here's what's on just tonight on MTV. The Big Bang Theory rerun. 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 Ridiculousness. Oh, we get a new show. Ridiculousness number two. Ridiculousness, another hour of that. Ridiculousness, 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 ridiculousness. And I'm not judgmental. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
So how, if MTV doesn't die,
MTV, go back to your roots.
Go back to your roots.
Go back to your roots.
Even the VJs. Yeah. Even the VJs became famous.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the VJs, they're still on Sirius XM satellite.
They're wonderful.
The VJs, you know.
Yeah. Like Kimberly said, go back to your roots.
Go back to your roots.
I'm telling you,
I feel like
it'll work.
I think I would. Again, if they had MTV, I would have it up and I'd be playing music in the background.
Yeah, I would too.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nadeau, Kimberly Brotherson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, another side benefit to the strategy that the Democrats have been engaged in, basically they have frozen any meaningful legislation in Congress from advancing. And Senator Kennedy...
How is that a benefit?
To the Democrats?
Oh, that's a benefit to the Democrats.
To the Democrats. They stopped the entire Trump agenda
from I get
advancing.
That. I thought you were saying that's a benefit for the American people.
Oh, it's
clearly not.
God, no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, to the strategy of the Democrats.
Right.
You know, basically to not reopen the government now. What are we at, 43 days, 37 days, something like that? I mean, it's just a ridiculous number. And Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana... Of course, he went on Fox News, and I think it was Laura Ingraham he was being interviewed by, and he said, look, we have been sitting on our ice-cold, lazy butts instead of passing this president's agenda.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right.
And that's part of why Chuck Schumer did the lockdown, the shutdown, was to thwart Trump's agenda. That's their only goal, is to stop Trump.
I mean, they passed that big, beautiful bill, and then nothing. That's what Senator Kennedy said. Zero.
Right.
Zilch. Nada.
Because everything else would have to pass through the filibuster, and the Democrats aren't going to let it pass anything else pass through the filibuster. Not a thing.
Why are Democrats just so afraid of debate? I mean, I understand they may not agree with the president's agenda.
Right.
But at the same time, have the debate at least so there can be some
There's been plenty of talking back and forth on the Senate floor. They're having
meaningful
the debate. No, because that
substantive
would,
debate
because that would require listening.
Or they're not hate Trump type debates.
We hate Trump types of debates. It's just yelling at one another. That's what they're having. But in order to have a substantive debate, you actually have to be operating in good faith. And the Democrat Party is not going to operate in good faith when Donald Trump's the president. It's just not going to happen. Which brings me to our digging deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
This shutdown's going to continue. I don't see an end to it anytime soon. I know there are many Republicans who are saying this was going to end after the No Kings protests. It didn't. Then they were saying, well, it's going to end after the elections on Tuesday. Democrats are just showing off for the elections. Well, no, it wasn't going to do that. And once the elections were over, the Democrats, well, they decided that they had an advantage. We had Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy here in the studio earlier this week, and he seemed to think that the shutdown was going to come to an end this week after the election. And we asked him, okay, you need five more Democrats. Bill Cassidy has worked across the aisle more than just about anybody else. Sometimes he's voted more with Democrats than the Republicans would have liked. But I said, look, you know the Democrats. Name the six Democrats who are going to cave. Name the six Democrats who are going to come across the aisle and work with you. And do you remember any of the names that he said? No, because he didn't say any. He didn't have a single Democrat that he thought was going to come across the aisle and vote to reopen the government.
No, I think they will now.
And if Bill Cassidy doesn't know of them.
I think they will now. Because Schumer has put a deal on the table. And if Republicans do take deal.
Schumer has put a trap on the table.
Well,
it's not a deal.
But look, I think it's
either designed to screw Republicans now or it's designed to screw Republicans next fall. That's all it is.
Republicans can make a counter offer.
They can
amend that offer.
But the problem is, the reason why I don't see an end to this is that the lesson the Democrats learned from this week's elections is that they have to resist Donald Trump at all costs. They believe the more they fight Donald Trump, the better it is for them. They don't care that American people are getting hurt. They believe Republicans will take the blame for American people getting hurt. So as long as American people get hurt and Republicans get the blame for it, the Democrats are okay with this. It doesn't matter that they're the ones actually causing the pain. They believe they are benefiting from causing the pain. Let's go back to October 9th. That was when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, every day gets better for us. He was talking about the shutdown. He was talking about the Democrat Party. He said, every day the shutdown goes on, it gets better for the Democrat Party. And I believe he believes that. And the reason I believe he believes that is because of his actions. And it's important to view this shutdown through that lens because it makes it easier to understand why they are still continuing to do this. Why is the government still shut down? Because Chuck Schumer genuinely believes every day the government shut down, it gets better for Democrats. And especially after this last week's elections where they ran the table from coast to coast. Look, in Mississippi, Democrats ended the Republicans' supermajority in the state of Mississippi this week. Democrats are going to see that as a massive victory.
Let me just say they're fools for thinking
not arguing that.
They're fools for thinking that they can win again and again and that's some sort of sustainable strategy of fighting
Trump. I agree that's foolish.
Because look, the American people are not stupid, despite, I guess, maybe the conventional wisdom. But I think most Americans, even those that don't particularly like Trump or all his mean tweets, et cetera, they understand that we ought to be not fighting Trump, but we ought to be fighting inflation. We ought to be fighting crime, not fighting Trump.
Right.
We ought to be fighting. I mean, there are a number of quality of life issues that Congress ought to be tackling. Democrats in Congress ought to be tackling instead of just hating Donald Trump.
But the problem is that the Democrats say, well, the reason why there's inflation is because of Trump's tariffs, so therefore we have to fight Trump. The reason there's inflation is because we aren't subsidizing health care, so therefore we have to fight Trump. And that logic worked on a majority of the voters this week. Now, they were in mostly blue states, but the math is there. Look, Listen to Democrat Dick Durbin. This is Democrat Senator Dick Durbin. He was talking to a CNN reporter about ending the lockdown, and Durbin brought up the healthcare issue. Democrats have pivoted to this as their reason for shutting down the government. Listen to what Dick Durbin said.
We need to understand how the Senate works. We have brought this issue as a major national issue from zero to a major factor, I think, in the last election. And I think we're going to continue to make it an issue as we approach the next election in the mid-year.
Okay, that's the whole point. Democrats, healthcare was not an election issue until the lockdown. Democrats realized their first $1.5 trillion spending bill wasn't going to go anywhere. So they started to pivot and say, oh, this is about health care. And they won the election. And the lesson Durbin just said he learned was we took this from zero to a big issue and it won us the election. So we're going to do this again for next year's election.
They won the election this past week,
right?
In already blue states and blue cities blue districts.
I get that. I'm not saying I share their belief. I'm saying this is what they believe. They believe that every day the shutdown goes on, it gets better for them. They have no incentive now to open the government back up.
It's almost like they need Trump as their crutch.
They do.
He's their excuse.
Yeah.
He's their distraction.
That's right.
He's their political caffeine shot.
And what's worse is they believe it's working. And as long as they believe it's working for them, there is no incentive for them to open the government back up.
So you pull Trump away.
Right.
Democrats, they've got no story to tell.
But that's why they keep trying to say Trump won't negotiate with us. Trump won't negotiate with us. Even when Trump's not part of the story, they're going to make him part of the story because they think that's good for them.
It's kind of like, you know, Superman needs Lex Luthor, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, that's the narrative. I mean, doesn't really work as well without a villain. And that's what Democrats have come to be. They've come to make Trump their villain, but there's no substantive discussion on the issues.
But they don't think they need it. The reason there's no substantive discussion on the issues is because the Democrats think that this nonsense is effective for them. And as long as they think that, the government will stay locked down.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over 1 million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all. Check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodeaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but...
Well, it's just you and me.
You know, the Grand Rockefeller Center has a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas tree every year.
Every year.
They loaded the Christmas tree up onto an 18-wheeler this morning. A 75-year-old tree they cut down.
75 years old.
And it's
11
big,
tons.
Heavy tree, and they're hauling it from upstate New York down to Rockefeller Center as we speak.
And this will be the 93rd lighting ceremony.
How cool is that?
I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some folks that are asking the question, will it be the same in 2026?
Okay.
Will the tree that lights up America's most famous plaza be treated the same way under Mayor Mandami's New York? And I'm not being... Islamophobe. I respect certainly the freedom of religion and yeah. The Muslim faith, etc. But I'm just saying, Zohran Mamdani is an extremist when it comes. When it comes to religious freedom,
Zohran Mamdani was not raised on American traditions. He does not have a background where watching the Thanksgiving Day parade was something that he did every year. The Christmas tree lighting in New York, that wasn't his background. He has a different background. He was born in Africa. His family's from India. They moved around a bit. He doesn't have that background.
And look, yes, I know that the Rockefeller Center is private property, but guess what? You need permits.
You do.
To do certain things in New York City, and putting up a 75-foot tree
is one of those things you need a permit for. So it would be a big political risk for Mamdani to try and stop that process next year. He may try and insist that you add some,
I don't know.
I don't know. Muslim symbolism to it. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know what happens.
I don't either. But, you know, from that election night acceptance speech.
That was nasty.
He seemed like he was a revolutionary.
Well, he seems like he wants to get vengeance on everybody that ever did him wrong. That's what that speech sounded like.
And you know what? I'm going to say that's not fake news.
You are fake news.
Hey kids, it's Fake News Friday. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's also right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And keep track of your score. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what score you got. Plus, you can actually watch. We're posting a whole bunch of videos on our Facebook page every single day. So you're going to go check that out. But anyways, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. All right, so here's the first one. This week, Mayor McCheese was reelected for a 60th term. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
You know, I would have voted for him.
Yeah.
Because I love hamburgers.
Sure.
But I'm going to go with fake news.
It's really fake news. It's really fake news.
I was kind of hoping someone might have reported that.
Next one, Democrats voted to keep their paychecks while also voting to deny paychecks to members of the U.S. military. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That is indeed real news. President Trump didn't care at all when a drug company executive fainted in the Oval Office. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is complete fake news.
That is complete fake news. Donald Trump actually called the executive's wife to tell her he was going to be okay. You're telling me that's somebody who doesn't care? President Trump doesn't want to talk about affordability. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
That's fake news, but almost every single broadcast network saying it this week. Zohran Mamdani was just named U-Haul Salesman of the Year, breaking Gavin Newsom's 7-year winning streak. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That may be true, but it is really fake news.
Yeah, it's really fake news. Yeah, I just made that up. Illegal immigrants in Chicago formed a union and are threatening to not pay any more rent because they are afraid of ICE raids. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. It's insane.
It's crazy.
California spends 28 times as much money on health care for illegal aliens as they do on funding the state police. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. 28 times more. Megyn Kelly looks like she's trans. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Of course, that's fake news.
That is fake news. Don Lemon used that. He used the term clockable, which I had never heard before.
Don Lemon?
Don Lemon. Okay. AOC told a stay-at-home mom to get a real job. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. Riley Gaines. She told Riley Gaines to get a real job. Riley Gaines is a stay-at-home mom.
Nice.
The State Department issued a travel advisory for New York City starting January 1st. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Ooh. The State Department.
The State Department issued a travel advisory for New York City for January 1st.
For January 1st. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with real news.
Yeah, it's really fake news. Just made that up.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons that they might.
Christmas markets in Germany have been canceled due to fears of Islamic terrorism. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. BBC anchor was reprimanded by the British media company for saying the word women on air. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is also real news.
That's real news. They got mad because she refused to say birthing people. Donald Trump got Jimmy Kimmel suspended from his show. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
That is fake news. But Jimmy Kimmel told his son that Donald Trump got him suspended. And how about this last one? Your pet has a huge carbon footprint. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
Yeah, that was the AP. They did a big video on it, big news story, and you can go watch it online, but it's all just complete bunk.
I mean, you might make a footprint in what your dog leaves behind, but it's certainly not leaving behind a carbon footprint.
Wow. Depends upon how far you walk afterwards. Hey, that's our game. Tell us what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and give us your score and we'll give you a thumbs up.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, we've talked often about the bench of the Republican Party in terms of
who might
be running for president in 2028.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrats, they keep scrambling to find their next quote unquote chosen one.
It's Gavin. It's AOC. It's
whoever Kamala. It is. And now we have this latest story, and this is from Politico, which is not a right wing.
No.
You know, not a bastion of right wing news.
Definitely left of center.
Politico says that Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, is saying he has no intention of running for president in 2028 if, and that's a big if, Vice President J.D. Vance decides to enter the race.
That's very interesting.
It is. And look, you know, what's good about this is it shows a united front.
Right.
That those in the Trump administration, they're all... all of their ships are sailing in the same direction. In other words, you don't have this ego competition among secretaries in the president's cabinet,
right,
all vying for, you know,
power.
I'm going to run for president. You're going to run for president. And they're all focused on doing what's best for the country.
And I've never seen a cabinet as unified as this cabinet. Certainly in Trump's first administration, they weren't near this unified. And I don't think I've ever seen a cabinet that's this effective. Every day the headline comes out and you're like, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Well, Leslie Smith was driving by the dealer's store in Slidell, Louisiana, when she saw a woman running out of a store. She was being chased by police officer Sergeant Jeff Cars for shoplifting. The woman jumped into a car waiting for her. The driver pulled out and sped away. Leslie saw all this, pulled up and asked Sergeant Cars if he needed a lift. So Sergeant Cars hopped into Leslie's car, and the two of them took off after the suspects. All the while, Sergeant Cars was on his radio talking with dispatch, and eventually, other officers arrived, stopping the alleged shoplifters and arresting them. This week, Slidell Police Chief Daniel Susano honored Leslie Smith for helping an officer in need, saying, "People like you are the reason why Slidell is a great place to live and work."
I hope she got a badge out of that.
I think so. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.